Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to Today's Spreads Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Job, chapter 42, verses starting from 1 to 10. Book of Job, chapter 42, verses starting from 1 to 10. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and you are two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams. Go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did as the Lord commanded them, for the Lord had accepted Job. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Amen. Here is the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, we all know what happened in the life of Job. And also we know why God afflicted Job. The suffering and the trouble that Job had to take it upon himself was the reason that God challenged devil. That Satan came and asked to the Lord, I see that your servant Job, you have given him everything. You have blessed him with all riches. That's the reason he is still with you. If you take away all the possessions that he has, all the assets from him, then probably he will curse you and he will go away from you. But God said, my servant Job, I trust in him. He's very loyal, he's very righteous man, and so you can go ahead and test him. So the result was that Job had lost everything in his life. Even he was being stricken, his body was wounded, he was rubbing his wounds with ashes, and his physical state and his financial state was pathetic. In that time, Job also had few friends around him. Few friends who had the knowledge of Bible, who had the knowledge of scripture, but those friends didn't know the context of Job's suffering. Those friends are really good friends who had a godly knowledge, a godly wisdom, a spiritual knowledge, understanding. But they didn't have the revelation to go and admonish Job. They didn't have they were not equipped enough to counsel Job or to comfort Job. But instead, all his three friends, Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar, these three guys, they started to add salt to his wounds. So Job was not feeling comfortable at all with all the reasonings that his friends gave to Job. His friends didn't know the exact context or the reason behind Job's chastisement or the suffering. His friends, they considered Job as one among others, and they started to treat Job with the default medicines, with the default scripture portions, with the default comments, hallelujah, which even God didn't like. The Lord God Almighty was listening to the conversation very carefully. Throughout all the conversations, they were trying to accuse Job. They were trying to put Job down. And they said that all the things that you are suffering in your physique, in your body, is the reason because you have sinned and you have chosen to walk wickedly. And God is punishing you. But God knows what is happening with the servant Job. Job is not an ordinary man, but he was righteous, loyal, and humble before God. He is the one who sacrifices, who brings offering before the Lord, and he sacrifices, and he also pleads for his children in such a way that even though they have done something evil in their hearts, even if they have thought something evil in their hearts, Lord, forgive them. That's how Job prayed to God. And he started to offer a thanks offering and other offerings to the Lord, so that the Lord shall not compensate evil for evil, but he shall forgive Job and his family. So he was a man who was right in the sight of God. But his friends treated him as a sinner. His friends started to abuse him by the words of the mouth. They had knowledge of the scripture, but they didn't have revelation to treat the wound what Job was having. To treat the affliction or the sickness in which Job was, they were unable to treat him with the right choice of words or with the right counsel, hallelujah, to comfort him. If this had been prolonged, what would have happened to Job? Job is already sick and weak. He doesn't have any power or strength within his body to respond or to argue or to debate with his friends. Job was listening to their conversations and to their rebukes. Even if Job had died with all his sufferings, with all his problems, if Job had succumbed to his pain or to his wound, the society would have put a brand to his name. They would have tagged a brand to his name that he is a sinner. And God had punished him because of his wickedness. And the death of Job is the reason behind the curse that accursed him. The society would have easily tagged Job as one of the sinners who had died because God struck him. We must be really thankful to God for interfering in between the conversation that Job and his friends were having. Those three friends of Job, they were accusing him and they were trying to penalize Job for all that he was undergoing. They said that whatever you are right now feeling in your spirit, in your body, is the reason of the sin that you have done. God is repaying you the wage of your sin, and it is turning back to you as a curse, and you are suffering it just because you had done wicked sight of God. So after listening to all these conversations, God is entering to make his friends and Job realize what exactly is the plan of God and why Job is undergoing this suffering. So in chapter 42, the Lord very clearly, he's striking his friends with the word of authority, and he says that I had heard all your conversations in which you were accusing my servant Job, and you did not speak what is right. You did not speak about me what was right. Hallelujah. In verse 7, the Lord is speaking. And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Hallelujah. Servant Job had a greater understanding about God. He had great patience, perseverance, all the characters of a righteous man. He was having the long suffering in his spirit. He was perseverant, ardent, stubborn in his spirit, that even his wife said that, why are you still living? Just curse and give up your life. Just curse God and give away your life. That's what his wife said to Job. But still, Job did not accuse God, or Job did not reject God, or even Job did not make God accountable for whatever things that he was undergoing. But still he said that, even if the Lord kills me, I shall still trust in him. Even if the Lord kills me, I will trust in him. Hallelujah. To such a man who had so much of stubbornity in his spirit, his friends, they started to accuse him. His friends considered him a sinner. God's wrath was aroused. God was completely infuriated by the comments, hallelujah, his friends had made about him. And the Lord is warning them. The Lord said that, now, hallelujah, now therefore take for yourself 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him. I will accept my servant and not you. You guys don't even have, you guys are unworthy to stand before my servant Job and counsel him, for he had already, he's already undergone so much of pain. He's been already tormented in his spirit, and you guys are unworthy to stand before him and counsel about me or about the gospel. My servant Job has greater understanding than you. Hence, immediately go and ask for forgiveness. You take all 7 rams, 7 bulls, and go to your servant Job and ask him to pray for you. I will accept the prayers of my servant Job. Hallelujah. Lest I deal with you according to your folly. If you do not do that, then surely you will be, hallelujah, you will be victim of my wrath. You will be victim of my wrath because of your folly. Amen. And immediately they went and they handed over to Job. And when Job prayed for those of his friends, Job prayed for his friends and he sought the face of God. He asked for forgiveness on their behalf, and the Lord healed Job in the sight of his friends. The Lord completely healed Job and proved Job clean and righteous and holy in front of his friends. Hallelujah. His friends would have been amazed. Hallelujah. After seeing that God completely had healed Job, the person about whom we were heaping false accusations, that same person was been released out of all his bondages, and God had completely delivered him out of all his sickness. So what are we then claiming about? What did we speak concerning our friend Job? God turned all their accusations as false and baseless, and the Lord proved his servant Job as innocent and righteous before the entire world and the society. And what God did, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Hallelujah. He didn't just leave Job with a good health, with a good physique, but the Lord had blessed Job twice. That's how our Lord works. He compensates us with all the losses that we have faced in our life, all the losses that we have undergone. Our Lord compensates. He restores as the Lord restored his servant Job. He blessed with a double portion of blessing, and also he had saved his friends from the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Hence, whenever you go for a counseling, you should have the revelation of God. You cannot be taking every person's situation with a default remedy. You cannot be having a default medicine for all sickness. But there are many different types of sicknesses and ailments or weaknesses. So you must be thoroughly prepared by the Spirit of God before you admonish your brethren. Before you admonish or counsel your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, first understand the context of their problems. First go before God and ask God to reveal to you for the Word of God. You need the Word of God, and you also should need the voice of God to direct someone to the right side. The Word of God has no partiality. It has got no favoritism. It is common to all men. But the situation and circumstance in which each person lies and stays are different. It varies. So you must have the revelation of God to judge or to speak and advise or even to counsel a person or a family. Not just a scripture knowledge is enough. With just a scripture knowledge, you cannot judge or lead a person. You need a godly revelation, the touch of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the one who can give you real-time solution, who can administer the right medicine to the right patient. For you will become ignorant if you do not have the Holy Spirit's guidance. You should be led by the Spirit of God to instruct and to administer the right medicine to the right patient. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of God will lead you with the correct choice of words, with the correct choice of solution that you should be recommending to those who are stuck up with various sorts of problems and with various sorts of troubles or afflictions. Hence, always go before God and ask for Holy Spirit's guidance and knowledge, that your inner eyes will be opened. You will not look at problems just as problems, but you will deeply analyze them by the help of the Holy Spirit who's in you. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. And may God also make you an instrument of His salvation, that you reach out to many and lead them to God. God bless you. Amen.